Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We would like to welcome you back to another episode of our podcast show. In today's episode, we have Sheikh Abdul Latif discussing with us yet another topic which is important to all of us. So without further delay, we welcome the Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah amma ba'ad. I'm your brother Abu Abdullah from AbdulLatif.com as well as Arabic Virtual Academy. And today we're having another coffee with Abdul Latif. Today I'm going to answer a question from one of the brothers in Canada, Muhammad Mahran. Barakallahu feek. The issue that we're dealing with today is that of individuals, or it being said that certain individuals are always trying to make things halal, that people aren't happy with that which is halal and haram. So they're trying to just make everything halal so that we don't have to pay attention to that which is haram. Akhi. Without a shadow of a doubt, there are some people that do this. I don't deny that. But one of the things that we have to do is we have to begin to separate between learned and qualified individuals and just everyone else. The ones that we need to be taking our deen from are those people that are learned and qualified in these sciences to be able to do this. And generally, the ones that you're going to look for in being able to describe to you what's halal and what's haram are the fuqaha, or the people of fiqh. You're going to find that there's an issue that a lot of the people, they're not explaining. It's not that everyone's always trying to make everything haram, halal. We need to get this out of our minds. Especially when we're talking about the ulama, we should have first and foremost what they call husnul dhan, or expect good from our scholars. We don't expect that their own desires and own just trying to go against the sunnah and, you know, leave off adilla and all of the rest of this. This isn't the way that we're supposed to look at our scholars. If this is the case, then they shouldn't be our scholars. Do you understand? We have to understand when we're talking about halal and haram, when we're talking about haram specifically, we're going to find that the things that are haram are broken into two categories. You're going to find that something is haram li dhatihi, meaning that it is haram in itself. There's not going to come a surah, or there's not going to come an example, we can say, of this situation where it's halal. Because that thing in its asl, the fundamental aspects of that thing is that it's haram. Like drinking khamr. The fundamental aspect of this thing is that it's haram. We stay away from it. We don't do it. Do you understand? This is something that is haram li dhatihi. You can't turn around and make this type of thing halal. The issue is that we look at everything that some of the scholars say this is halal or this is haram. We look at it and say, okay, everything is like this. If it's haram, it in itself is haram. There's no way to go back and look at it. These people that go back and look at it, they're against the Sharia. This is not correct. We have to begin to trust our scholars. We have to understand that there's another type. We have to understand that there's another type of haram. And this is what's considered to be or called haram li ghayrihi. Now something that is haram li ghayrihi, Now, something that is haram li ghayrihi. This is something that, how can I put it? For example, this is something that in its usul is halal. But for a reason, it becomes haram. So you're going to find some of the scholars or some of the fuqaha, they're going to look into it and they're going to say, okay, this thing right here is haram because of this here. Haram li ghayri. It's haram because of other than it. So if we can figure out how to pull this haram thing away from it and separate it, put it over here. Now what we have is this thing here and it's halal. This is the operation that some of the fuqaha, they do with certain situations. Like for instance, bank loans. We'll start with something a little smaller than that. The television. How many times have we heard people say the television is haram? Now let me ask you a question. We talked about the two types of haram. Do you believe it's haram li dhatihi? In and itself is haram, like khamar and eating or drinking khamar and eating of khanzir and all of the rest of this? Or is it haram because of something else? So when you find some scholars, they say, listen, no, the television itself or watching the television itself is a haram, is what you watch on the television is haram. So if we can find a way to have a channel or some channels that only have things that are permissible to watch, or to listen to, then the television itself isn't haram anymore. So let's try and figure out, because everyone is using the television these days, let's try and figure out how to come up with some halal TV channels so that the people can still get the benefit and they can still have their entertainment. There's no problem with taking this thing that's haram and finding a way to make it halal. We're not talking about, like we said, those people that try and just, they play games with the Sharia. They take those things that are haram li dhatihi, or because of itself, and they try and make this halal. That's a whole nother situation. But generally, you're not going to find the scholars doing this. We have to have good thoughts about our scholars. When they come to us and they say, okay, well, listen, this is haram, but we're trying to figure out a way to make this halal, we have to understand it should go automatically, okay, this must be that other type of haram. If I'm not sure, I'll stay quiet about it. I'm not going to sit here and tell everybody, you know what, did you hear the sheikh? He just said he's trying to take this thing in this haram and make it halal, or make a way for us to be able to do this or deal with these interactions. Just like bank loans. There's nothing haram about loans. What we know about bank loans is that it's haram for a reason, because of the riba that's in there. So you have all these Islamic organizations that are trying to come up with these banks, and I'm not somebody that studies economics. So I can't tell you the nitty-gritty details of everything dealing with loans and bank loans. But if they can come up with a way, or if they have come up with a way in which they can completely obliterate the situation of riba in these situations, or in these bank loans, then there's nothing wrong with taking a bank loan for a house or a car or things along these sorts. Why? Because they took this thing that was haram li ghayrihi, for other than, because of other than it. They took out that haram. They may have replaced it with something else that was permissible or halal, and they say, okay, now we can use this, and this is a bank loan or a mortgage loan that is not tied into riba, so it in itself is not haram. So, I'm saying this because we get a lot of questions about this. People say that this is haram, but you find some other scholars and they're telling us that these are playing games and this, that, and the other. So I'm telling you, if this is coming from our scholars, we have good thoughts about them. And it's very funny that we picked this particular question, because I was just talking with a friend of mine, and he was explaining, we were talking about something or another, and he was saying, yeah, you know, people have a problem with always trying to make everything halal. And we had the same exact conversation. And then when it comes time for me to do the coffee with Abdul Latif, we find this is the same basic topic. We were talking about something else, but the situation is that not everything that is haram has to be haram. There are things, again, that are haram because of other than it. If we can extract those things that are haram or unacceptable or impermissible in Islam, then that thing is still that thing. It's just a permissible way of going about doing it. So, again, trust your scholars. If you can't trust them, then they shouldn't be your scholars. Tayyib, and if you're talking about the kalam that everybody else says on the street, then you shouldn't be taking your religion from them anyway, to be honest with you. There's a phrase they used to tell us a lot when I first accepted Islam. And they said, خُذُ الْعِلْمِ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ. Take the knowledge from its people. You don't take the knowledge from people that aren't from أهل العلم. So inshallah ta'ala, I hope this clears everything up. Not every time someone takes something that is haram and they try and find a way to make it halal, not all the time, not most of the time when we're talking about our scholars, are they playing games and dealing with their desires and things along these sorts. We have to begin to have husnul dhan for our scholars or have good thoughts about our scholars. I hope that clears up everything. Jazakum Allahu khair wa barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for listening to another AbdulLatif.com production. Be sure to share this with friends and family. If you like our podcast and want to know more, visit us at our website, AbdulLatif.com.